I think they have to be vulnerable when you lose as many key players as they did. I mean, this is the first time in their history that they've ever entered a season with a quarterback who's never taken a snap from center, at least during the course during the Bobby Bowden era. Winkie had, I think, 8 or 13 snaps. Charlie Ward had 8. At least they had some prior experience.
Winkie's
and Quan Bolton do not.
Yeah, Winkie's 13 snaps came in 1979 and 80, too.
Yep.
So, I mean, he's, you know...
Well,
25 years ago, he's been a quarterback.
It's a conference where not just is Florida State reloading, if you want to say that. It's that Georgia Tech is that good. I mean, Georgia Tech won. It was a co-national champion in 1990 with Colorado. They have more talent now than they did that year. Now, then they didn't have to worry about Florida State. Florida State was not yet a member of the ACC. Now, though, they have Florida State. They're going to have to win at Tallahassee, which is not easy. So Florida State's been dominant at Tallahassee throughout the 90s. So the bottom line is Georgia Tech has the talent to get it done, but they're going to have to go into Tallahassee and beat a Florida State team that has an awful lot of pride and is very strong on defense up the middle, at defensive tackle with Dockett, at middle linebacker with Jennings, and at free safety with Hope. And granted, they have a new quarterback, but they should be able to run the ball with Maddox and Davey Ford and Jones, and they have an outstanding wide receiver core. So if the quarterback steps up and gets it done, then all of a sudden they'll be okay. But again, what's the big question at Florida State? I ask you, Chris Moore, what is, again, the big question with the Seminoles?
The quarterback.
Kick the ball through the upright.
Oh, that's it? The kicking game again?
Big question. Now, no longer Sebastian Janikowski there to drill the ball from wherever. They have had problems since Janikowski moved on, and they had problems last year, and they had problems again. It could be a true freshman that wins the job. So, once again, if you're going to be talking about a team that will be involved in many more close games than they have been in recent years, that kicking game is going to have to come through in a big way.